NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. That applause for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Claudio Abbado, playing us the overture to the opera Donna Diana from composer Emil von Reznicek of Austria, here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues, now through the afternoon time. I'm Jeff Watson, very glad to have joined you. Looking forward to pianist Abby Simon, with the famous collection of waltzes, both noble and sentimental, from Maurice Ravel. Then for piano and orchestra, a Swedish piano concerto, Berwald's Concerto in D. Right now, we have music of another Austrian composer of the 19th century, Anton Bruckner. Conductor Ricardo Chailly takes up the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin for a concert overture in G minor by Bruckner next on Kansas Public Radio. The Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Ricardo Chailly, with a concert overture in G minor from Anton Bruckner, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:23, and music for piano on the way, including in a little bit later, about 15 minutes' time, a Swedish piano concerto, written by Franz Berwald with the Southwest German Radio Symphony, still to come on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service tomorrow at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by Handbell Choir, Mass Choir of Singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. And Woodhaven Incorporated, manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy, located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com. Next on KPR is pianist Abby Simon, playing music composed by Maurice Ravel in 1911. A collection of waltzes, both of the noble and sentimental variety, based on similar music written much earlier in the 19th century by Franz Schubert. Noble and sentimental waltzes played by Abby Simon for us on Kansas Public Radio. Noble and Sentimental Waltzes, composed in 1911 by Maurice Ravel, played today by pianist Abby Simon, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:40, 20 minutes until our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. We have some cooler temperatures today in northeast and east central Kansas, which is nice, but with that comes an increased chance of showers and thunderstorms. 79 at the moment on the KU campus, a high of 83 today, 30% chance of showers for our afternoon, and showers and thunderstorms likely for this evening, 70% chance of rain, and a good chance of showers and storms all day for our 4th of July. Next on KPR is music by Swedish composer Franz Berwald. Born in the late 18th century, lived mainly in the 19th century, and he was a person who wore many hats. He worked as an orthopedist and later the manager of a sawmill and a glass factory, and in between all of that found time for composing, such as this piano concerto in D with the Southwest German Radio Symphony with pianist Michael Ponti on KPR. The Southwest German Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Paul Unger, and pianist Michael Ponti, all together in the Piano Concerto of Franz Berwald, performed here on Kansas Public Radio for your Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. It's just about 1 o'clock, and news from NPR is just ahead, followed by more classical music in the next hour, where, among other things, the first piano quartet by Mozart. We've got that, plus music by Franz Liszt, Wagner, and a good deal more before 3 o'clock. A 30% chance of showers for our afternoon. A much better chance of showers this evening, 70% chance of rain, and a low of 69. You're listening to KPR. Listen to NPR in Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Packing wind speeds of 145 miles an hour and is expected to make landfall within a few hours. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Eugene Normandy conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra. There in the Coronation March from The Prophet, music of composer Giacomo Meyerbeer, on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to join you once more. Classical music continues in this 1 o'clock hour with Mozart. Coming up a bit later, we'll hear the first piano quartet. The Cleveland Orchestra will follow that with an overture by Richard Wagner, all about the tale of a spectral sailing vessel and its ghostly crew, overture to the Flying Dutchman. That's all just ahead on KPR here on a Wednesday afternoon. Yvonne Fischer takes up the Budapest Festival Orchestra next, and we'll have fun with the music of Liszt, Hungarian Rhapsody No. 12, next on KPR. Hungarian Rhapsody No. 12 in C-sharp minor by Franz Liszt, played by the Budapest Festival Orchestra, conducted by Yvonne Fischer here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:19. In the second half of the hour, we await the Cleveland Orchestra and their rendition of the Flying Dutchman Overture, music of Richard Wagner. That'll be coming up before the hour is through, here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at Green Lady Lounge. com. The KU campus, it's 80 degrees, high of 83 for today, and a 30% chance of showers for our afternoon. Tonight, a much better chance of rain, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 69, and for the 4th of July, it looks like we have a pretty good chance of showers and storms through the whole day. Next on KPR, it's music by Mozart, chamber music that he began writing in 1785, after receiving a generous gig from an Austrian music publisher who commissioned a series of piano quartets from him, with the stipulation being that he wanted the music to be easy enough so amateurs could play it and he could sell it more broadly. Of course, this was Mozart, and what was easy for him had a different definition than your average amateur. As a result, the publisher thought the music was too difficult and too complex, and unfortunately for Mozart, he never ended up getting paid. But he gave the world some great music, and we shouldn't find it too difficult in the hands of pianist Emanuel Ax, violinist Isaac Stern, playing viola Jamie Laredo and cellist Yo-Yo Ma in Mozart's Piano Quartet No. 1 on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, Piano Quartet No. 1, composed in 1785. In that performance, pianist Emmanuel Axe was with violinist Isaac Stern, Jamie Laredo playing viola and cellist Yo-Yo Ma on Kansas Public Radio. 1:47 is the time. At the top of the hour, news from NPR. Classical music continues until 3. And tonight, it continues from 7 to 9 with your host, Destiny. Tonight's evening of classical music from 7 to 9 is full of surprises. The surprises of love and surprises of Haydn. That should put a smile on your face. More from Yo-Yo Ma, who will dazzle you with Bach. Plus, Rachmaninoff's famed Piano Concerto No. 3 with Yefim Bronfman. That and much more during Classical Music with your host Destiny, your host tonight, from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. 80 degrees here at the KU campus. Tonight, or this afternoon rather, 30% chance of showers, high of 83. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 70% chance of rain, cloudy with a low of 69. We have a good chance of showers and thunderstorms for the day for our 4th of July. Next on KPR, George Zell leads the Cleveland Orchestra, and we'll hear an overture from one of the shorter operas of Richard Wagner about a ghost ship. The overture to the Flying Dutchman is next on Kansas Public Radio. The Flying Dutchman Overture, music by Richard Wagner. George Zell led the Cleveland Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2 o'clock, and just about time for our next update of news headlines from NPR, followed by the next hour of music, where we'll enjoy a double concerto, music for violin, cello, and orchestra by Frederick Delius. Music by David Diamond, Robert Schumann, that and more still to come. Classical music continues here on KPR. At the KU campus, 80 degrees, a high of 82, 30% chance of showers this afternoon. You're listening to KPR.
If you stroll through...
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic battery backup systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
23 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A Spanish dance from La Vida Breve by Manuel de Falla, played by the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson Black, glad to be with you once more for a little bit more classical music before 3 o'clock rolls around. Before that happens, we have the Glorian Duo, a flute and harp pairing, in a concert piece by American composer David Diamond, plus music by Robert Schumann, an unofficial symphony that goes by the title of Overture, Scherzo, and Finale, a bit later on, here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at SpiderArt, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Next is music by Frederick Delius, something he composed in 1915, shortly after attending a performance of the Halle Orchestra in a concert that featured Johannes Brahms' Double Concerto, which was performed by an English duo of sisters, May and Beatrice Harrison, who played violin and cello respectively. He was impressed enough by their performance to try his hand at his own sort of double concerto, which he composed with them in mind in 1915. Delius's double concerto for violin, cello, and orchestra is played today by the BBC Symphony, led by Andrew Davis, violinist Tasman Little, and cellist Paul Watkins, on KPR. Composed in 1915 by Frederick Delius, his double concerto for violin and cello. We listen to the BBC Symphony Orchestra, led by Andrew Davis, the violinist Tasman Little, and cellist Paul Watkins. The time is 2:31, and in just a few short minutes, the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance, with music written by Robert Schumann. Something that is not quite a symphony, although it does have all the elements of one, overture, scherzo, and finale. That's coming up on KPR. 80 degrees here at the KU campus. High of 84 for this afternoon, 30% chance of showers. Tonight a low of 68, and showers and thunderstorms are likely, a 70% chance of rain. It looks like the 4th of July has a pretty good chance of showers and thunderstorms the whole day long. One thing you might consider taking up on the 4th of July, tomorrow at Grace Cathedral, they'll be celebrating the 4th of July with an hour-long community celebration and worship service, with patriotic music featuring a mass choir, brass ensemble, and organ, along with ice cream on the lawn. It'll be at Grace Cathedral tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at 701 Southwest 8th Avenue in Topeka. Find out more about this Independence Day concert over at gracecathedraltopeka.org. Next up is a little bit of American chamber music, the Glorian Duo, with a concert piece for flute and harp by David Diamond on Kansas Public Radio. Concert piece for flute and harp by David Diamond, played by the Glorian Duo on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:40, 20 minutes until 3 o'clock, and all things considered from NPR News. That'll be followed up tonight by more classical music when Destiny is your host from 7 to 9 this evening, with an evening full of surprises, surprises of love and Haydn, which should put a smile on your face. Yo-Yo Ma will dazzle with music by Bach and Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto. Classical music from 7 to 9 this evening here on KPR. Looking ahead to Saturday morning on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks. Also, country singer Tanya Tucker talks about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, Saturday morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, a recording of the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, with music written in 1841 by Robert Schumann, something that seems that he wrote, which was exceedingly likely to be considered his second symphony. It's known as Overture, Scherzo, and Finale officially. Robert Schumann gave it that title after considering it not quite of the quality of a full symphony, but it seems the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance would disagree. We'll hear their performance next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1841 by Robert Schumann, Overture, Scherzo, and Finale, played by the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 3 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News just ahead, and more classical music from 7 to 9, Destiny is your host. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Wednesday afternoon.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep, NPR News, every weekday.
That's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, here at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.